Chapter 3. A Goose Chase. In 15 minutes we were at the Alpha Inn, a small public house in Bloomsbury. Holmes pushed open the door of the saloon bar and ordered 2 glasses of beer from the ruddy-faced, white-aproned landlord. "Is your beer as good as your geese?" he asked. The landlord looked surprised. "My geese?" he exclaimed. "Yes. I was speaking only half an hour ago to a Mr. Henry Baker. He was one of your Goose Club members." "Ah, I see. But them is not our geese. I gets them from the market in Covent Garden." Holmes nodded. "Oh, I see. Who is your man there?" "I always goes to Breckenridge." "Would you be thinking of joining the Goose Club, sir?" "Thank you, no," said Holmes. He sipped the beer appreciatively. "Your good health, landlord." We drank our beer and set out once again. This time we walked south and at last came to Covent Garden Market. One of the largest stalls had the name Breckenridge on it. Holmes walked up to a horsey-faced man with trim side whiskers who seemed to be the owner. "Sold out of geese, I see," said Holmes. "You can get some from over there," the man replied, pointing to another stall. "I was told you sold the best."
"Who by?"
"The landlord of the Alpha. I sent him 2 dozen, it's true." "And where did you get them from?" asked Holmes. To our surprise, the question seemed to anger the man. "Now then, mister," he said with his hands on his hips, "what are you getting at? Let's have it straight." "It is straight enough. I should like to know who sold you the geese which you sold to the Alpha." "Well, I shan't tell you." Holmes sighed, as if the matter was not important. "I wonder that you should be upset over such a small thing." "Upset? You would be upset if you had been pestered as I am. People asking, where are the geese? And who did you sell the geese to? I'm sick of it." Holmes smiled. "Well, I have nothing to do with any of those people. But I have a bet on that those geese were country-bred geese." The man looked sideways at Holmes. "Well, you will lose your money," he said. "They are town-bred." "It cannot be," said Holmes. "You cannot fool me about such birds." "Do you think you know more about them than I do? I have handled fowls since I was a nipper." "Nonsense," said Holmes. "You are confused, that's all." "Will you bet with me, then?" asked the man. "I'll put a sovereign on it," said Holmes. "But how can you prove it?" The man chuckled. "Bring me the books, Bill." A small boy brought a thin black book. The man opened it. "Now, Mr. Know-all, let us see. Here we have all the records of what is bought and sold." He ran his finger down the page. "Perhaps you would read what it says there, sir." He pointed at an entry in the book. "Mrs. Oakshot, 117, Brixton Road," read Holmes.
"And on the page facing?" said the man with a smile.
"December 22nd, 24 geese at 7 shillings and 6p. "And next to that?" "Sold to Mr. Windygate of the Alpha at 12 shillings. "What have you to say now?" asked the man with a smile of triumph. Holmes shook his head and pulled a sovereign from his pocket. He turned away as if he was too disappointed to speak.
We had walked a few yards when he stopped and winked at me.
"I know a betting man when I see one," he said. "And are we going to Brixton Road now?" I asked.
It was getting late and very cold. I knew, however, that if Holmes was on the trail, nothing would stop him.
Holmes was about to answer when there was a noise from the stall. Breckenridge was waving his arms in the air and shouting at a small man with a sharp, pointed face. "If you come pestering me any more, I will set the dog on you. You bring Mrs. Oakshot here, and I'll answer her. What have you to do with it? Did I buy the geese off you?" "No, but one of them was mine all the same," the man whined. "Well, ask Mrs. Oakshot for it." "She told me to ask you." Well, you can ask the King of Russia for it, for all I care. Get out of here.
This may save us a trip to Brixton Road, said Holmes. Let us see what we can make of this fellow. Is its own reward.
The Adventure of Silver Blaze, Chapter 1. A Disappearance and a Death.
I am afraid, Watson, that I shall have to go, said Holmes, looking up from his newspaper.
Go? Where to? I asked.
To Dartmoor, to King's Pie Land. I was not surprised. The disappearance of the horse called Silver Blaze was a big story, covered in all the newspapers. Silver Blaze was the favourite to win the Wessex Cup, but the horse was now missing, and its trainer had been murdered.
I would be happy to go with you, I said, as long as I'm not in the way.
My dear Watson, you would do me a great favour. This looks like a unique case.
And so it happened that an hour or so later we were on our way to King's Pie Land, home of the famous stables. On the way, Holmes told me the details of the case. Silver Blaze has won many prizes for his owner, Colonel Ross. He was also the favourite to win the Wessex Cup. The horse is well liked by the public, and a lot of money has been stacked on him. It is clear, then, that many people had a strong interest in preventing Silver Blaze from starting.